Gavin, it's always a tough journey down here, and it was a game maybe you should have won, maybe you could have lost the draw. So how do you sum it up?
I suppose we started really well. I thought in the first half we were by far the better side and probably should have been more than 1-0 up. But if you don't take your chance in this league, it bounces back. In fairness, we knew Wexford would have come at us in the second half. They did. And besides for a 10-minute spell, you know, where we conceded a sloppy goal, you know, I thought we were probably the better side. But look, when we're disappointed coming out of Wexford with a point, we're doing something right.
Yeah. You brought on Barry, obviously, to settle down midfield, maybe to try to mulligan, and you brought Mickey on, maybe a little bit more experience, and he might have scored at the end.
Yeah, look, Barry's going to be a big player for us. You know, it's his first game back since his first game of the season. He's going to be vital to what we're doing. He's a very experienced fella. He came on, you know, he showed a bit of composure, settled things down. Mickey came on and done really well. You know, he had a couple of shots. You know, he could have scored with a header. But we have a great bunch of lads. They're exceptionally honest. You know, they're part-time footballers who have been in Cork last week, in Wexford this week. It's a huge commitment. And, like, hopefully now we can just push on. Big game next week for Robos at home. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a marvellous league when the two teams tonight are amateur teams. And, you know, there's very little difference between the top and bottom. And I suppose, in reality, there is two divisions in this Premier Division. There's always going to be. And that's a reality, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, if you look at our lads, you know, they left Ballybuffet last week at 9 o'clock and they didn't get back till 5:30 in the morning, you know, from Cork. And, you know, the recovery time is so important. The sports science stuff is recovery stuff. But our lads have to go to work. You know, they're not like they have it off. They go to work. They come in. They do their bits and pieces. Like, they're a really, really good bunch. They're really honest. And that's all we can ask. We're getting the maximum out of them. You know, they've huge respect for Ollie. He's done a massive job for this club. And the fact that we're disappointed, like I said, coming out of Wexford with only a point, you know, is a sign that we're going in the right direction.
Was it difficult for you, the fact that Ollie wasn't able to be around the place?
No. Look, we're sort of like characters. Those were mad at times anyway. So he's very passionate. You know, I probably wouldn't have came back here only for him. And it's difficult, I suppose, when, you know, you have to bounce things and he's not there. But we're full of admiration for the players. They've done hugely. It's been a hard couple of weeks, and now we have a huge game next week against Bowes.
I was impressed with your team tonight. I thought that Curran was very good up front, and you know, he was always a threat and kept the Utes defence busy, and that's what you want of a centre forward.
Yeah, he was excellent. Look, Ryan, we got him out of Derry. You know, he wasn't playing regularly in Derry, and he's been excellent since he came here. And he caused them all sorts of trouble tonight, and probably was a bit unfortunate he didn't get another couple of goals. But like, we've been very good all over the place. I thought everybody put in a huge shift, which they do anyway. You know, they're exceptionally honest. You know, they always give 100%. What we lack in technical ability, we get way more than that in effort. So hopefully that'll be enough to keep us in this division.
I suppose by the same token, if Paul Murphy's right, Maley hadn't cleared at the end, you know, it would have been very disappointing, and you would have been annoyed because you had enough possession, perhaps maybe to take more advantage in the first half in particular.
Look, we switched off for 10 minutes and we gave away a very sloppy goal that wasn't conceded, and then we got rattled with a couple of long throw-ins that we didn't defend properly. We conceded a few silly corners. You know, Wexford are big, they're strong, they put a lot of balls in the box. It works for them. Fair play to them. We do the same, and it would have been disappointing not to get something out of it, but we'd be disappointed not to get 3 points out of it, to be honest.
I suppose you'll agree with me, there's going to be many more twists before the end of the season in this division.
Look, if we're sitting down here in the last few games of the season, if we were to come to Wexford again, and we're sitting where we're sitting, and Wexford are sitting where we're sitting, I think the two of us would be very happy.